The default future, your leadership wake-up call. I want you to imagine something with me. It's 5 years from today. You're sitting in your office. Or maybe it's the same office you're in right now. You're having the same meetings, facing the same challenges, feeling the same frustrations, the same patterns, the same outcomes, the same sense that somehow, despite all your effort, you're not where you really want to be. That, my friends, is your default future. And for most leaders, it's exactly where they're headed. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Every single one of us has a default future, a predictable outcome based on our current behaviors, habits, and decisions. Without intentional change, this default future will unfold as inevitably as sunrise. But here's what's fascinating and terrifying. Most leaders are completely unaware of this process. We're operating on autopilot, following established routines without questioning their long-term implications. We're so busy responding to the urgent that we never examine where our current path actually leads. Let me tell you about Sarah. 3 years ago, she was a successful VP at a Fortune 500 company. Respected, well-compensated, on the fast track. But one morning, sitting in her regular 9 a.m. strategy meeting, the same meeting she'd been attending for 2 years, she had a moment of startling clarity. She realized that if nothing changed, in 5 years she'd be sitting in that exact same chair, having that exact same conversation, feeling that exact same sense of being stuck. Her success had become a trap. Her default future was more of the same, and more of the same wasn't actually what she wanted. That moment changed everything for Sarah. Because she discovered what every leader must face, we all have a default future. But we also have the power to consciously design a different one. Behavioral science tells us something crucial. Human beings are pattern-making machines. We create habits not just in what we do, but in how we think, how we decide, and how we respond to challenges. These patterns become so automatic that we stop noticing them. Research in psychology and behavioral economics, including work by Yale's John Barg and Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman, shows that over 90% of our daily decisions are made subconsciously, guided by automatic scripts from our past. We think we're making conscious choices, but we're actually following invisible scripts written by our past experiences. This is why so many talented leaders find themselves 5, 10, 15 years into their careers wondering, "How did I get here? This isn't what I planned." They didn't plan it. But they also didn't consciously plan anything else. They let their default future happen to them. But here's the powerful truth. Once you recognize your default future, you can change it. The moment you become aware of your trajectory, you reclaim your power to redirect it. Let me tell you about Marcus, a senior executive who thought he was making progress until he conducted what I call a trajectory audit. He discovered that despite working 70-hour weeks, his key performance metrics hadn't improved in 18 months. His habits were keeping him busy, but not moving him forward. Marcus's audit revealed 3 critical patterns. He was avoiding strategic thinking by staying buried in tactical work, he was saying yes to everything, instead of focusing on high-impact activities, and he was neglecting the relationships that could actually accelerate his career. The audit was brutal, but liberating. For the first time, Marcus could see that his current trajectory wasn't taking him toward senior leadership. It was taking him toward burnout. But awareness created choice, and choice created power. Within 6 months of conscious course correction, Marcus had been promoted to VP. Not because he worked harder, but because he worked on the right things. He stopped managing his default future and started designing his intended future. So, how do you escape your default future? It starts with 3 questions that every leader must answer honestly. First, if I continue exactly as I am today, same habits, same decisions, same patterns, where will I be in 5 years? Be brutally honest. Most leaders are shocked by this exercise because they realize they've been so focused on immediate demands that they've never examined where their current path leads. Second, is that default future actually what I want? Often, the answer is no. The default future isn't necessarily bad, it's just not intentional. It's what happens when we let momentum carry us instead of consciously steering. Third, what 3 things must change for me to reach my intended future instead of my default future? This is where transformation begins. Not with massive overhauls, but with specific strategic adjustments to your trajectory. David, a high-performing director, answered these questions and realized his default future was incremental promotions in a field that no longer excited him. His intended future was leading organizational transformation initiatives. By changing just 3 patterns, how he spent his morning hours, who he networked with, and what projects he volunteered for, David created a completely different trajectory. Within 18 months, he was chief transformation officer at a different company. Here's what I want you to understand. Your future is not something that happens to you. It's something you create through thousands of small decisions and daily habits. Every morning, you wake up with a choice: reinforce your default trajectory or advance your intended one. The leaders who shape industries, who drive innovation, who create lasting impact, they're not necessarily the smartest or most talented. They're the ones who recognize their default future and chose to design something better. This isn't about perfection. It's about awareness. It's about taking conscious control of the patterns that are shaping your life and career. It's about asking yourself regularly, am I drifting toward my default future? Or am I actively creating my intended future? Lisa, a marketing director, understood this. She knew her biggest challenge wasn't creating a plan. She'd made plans before that gathered dust. Her challenge was following through. So she focused on what she called keystone habits, small changes that would trigger other positive changes. A morning reflection routine, weekly strategic thinking time, monthly coffee meetings with senior leaders. These simple changes created a cascade of improvements that transformed her trajectory faster than she thought possible. Within a year, she was leading the company's digital transformation initiative. Your default future is what happens when you don't consciously choose. But today, right now, you have the power to choose differently. I challenge you to take one action in the next 24 hours that advances your intended future instead of reinforcing your default. 1. One conversation you've been avoiding. One habit you've been meaning to start. One decision you've been postponing. Because the question isn't whether your future will unfold, it will. The question is whether you'll consciously design it or let it happen by default. Your intended future is waiting. The only question is, will you choose it?